Ramble Jam Podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark's Spring movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Spring movies.
I'm Dan, I despise Hallmark Spring movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast. Are we just
hello.
We don't have an intro video for them. We don't have.
It's going to be in post. Just everything's missing.
Everything's missing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's missing.
It's gone. It's missing. It's gone.
We'll just take this out too. Don't worry. You love editing.
I'm not taking it out.
So when you said I love Hallmark, you almost said summer and you switched to spring.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I'm in summer mode.
Summer
Are
mode.
You
Who
a summer
is
boy
it?
Right now?
I'm a summer boy.
The boys of summer.
I'm boys of summer. What was that band? Boys Like Girls, remember them?
Boys Like Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. They had that one song.
Which one?
Great Escape.
Oh.
Throw it away, forget yesterday, and make the great escape.
Nailed it.
Great song.
Man.
So that's kind of the mode
if
that
you
I'm
weren't
in, right
in
now.
Beforehand, you're in now for some Deck the Hallmark. I can tell you that right
I
now.
I was not sure, and now I'm in it,
now
I love it. I'm in a summer mode. I'm in a summer mode until July, and then I turn to Christmas in July, and
what
then everything
you say?
After.
I'm in a summer mode.
I'm a summer boy until July.
Okay,
and then I turn to Christmas in July, and then from August and September, is it almost Christmas time, boy? And then October, I get a little bit of fall, and then it's Christmas time.
Just a little hiatus,
little autumn hiatus.
Saw them, they're delightful.
Oh my gosh, pumpkin so spice good. From the rafters.
So good.
Wild.
I got some of my eyes.
Did it hurt?
I actually had some issues with my eye after that, or iritis. I had to get it taken care of.
Oh yeah.
Now, I want to talk about this because we were talking about this at lunch. Andrew Walker posted a picture about how he went and got for a date night.
Yeah.
He went and got an IV of just fluids.
Of vitamins.
Yes, of vitamins.
That is the most California thing
yes,
I've ever heard.
It's the most California date night I've ever heard of.
Ever.
And come to find out, Panda's done it.
Yes.
Well,
because Panda is
no,
a California boy.
You almost did.
I almost did it. You're, I was in.
Do you mind sharing this?
I can share it. So me and my wife went to get the vitamin. I don't know, IVs, and so when
look
they...
Look at me like I'm
well,
some
Well, I
can't
think of the word IV.
I do it every Friday. Yeah.
So anyway, they start the process, and I hadn't even gotten, like, the liquid.
Good stuff.
The good stuff. It was just, like, saline at that point. And I accidentally passed out. And
accidentally? You didn't pass out on purpose?
Yeah, no. It was,
oh, but go ahead.
I'm going to faint right now.
I passed out. They had to call EMT because they weren't sure I was doing well. I was fine, everybody. It was just a vasovagal.
Yeah, vasovagal. It's a classic vasovagal.
It was a vasovagal situation. I got a little antsy during the process. EMT was called, got slapped at the $200 EMT bill from the whole exercise, but I'm okay.
You hear that, guys? All you guys out there worried about the vaccine? You just vitamins, vasovagal. So just take it easy out there.
Yeah. No, it wasn't my finest moment.
What's a vasovagal?
Is when
vasovagal was in the last movie we just watched. And he was fantastic.
And that's not a Peña Vega?
Peña Vega could be.
Peña Vega, vasovagal.
Vasovagal. The first time you told us, you were like, I got a vasovagal. That's not a thing. You're like, yeah, it is a vasovagal. Look it up.
Yeah,
it's not a vasovagal. No.
It's ace of base?
Ace of base.
Ace of bagel.
Vasovagal over here. Vasovagal.
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 I'll tell you two of the rosemary.
Vasovagals.
One of the vasovagals would be great. One vasovagal.
But you're fine now.
I'm fine.
Is it a vase filled with bagels?
Man, I wish you had
that. Dude, I was so shocked at the generosity I fainted. It was a vasovagal.
Didn't see it coming. Dude,
I'm guessing Andrew didn't faint because he posted about it.
No, he felt great afterward. I will say, in order to hydrate me and keep me awake, they started pumping me full of saline, and I felt great after the saline.
I bet you did.
I felt awesome. I felt rejuvenated.
Don't you ever wish, on your days where you're feeling a little blah, you could pop into the emergency room for a bag of fluids?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you firsthand, it worked great.
I felt
awesome. So, hey, if you were thinking of doing it, go give it a try.
Watch out for those vase of bagels, though.
No, the vase of bagels, worst thing
they
ever
come
happened.
At you with no warning.
They throw in everything in there.
It's an everything bagel.
An everything bagel.
Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that story with
thanks.
Us.
Thanks. Glad I could have a
It goes to tell you, don't share anything at lunch that you don't want to share on the podcast. It's not like
dressed in drag or anything.
No. Which would have been great. Got pictures. Right in front of me, originally aired on April 19th,
2021.
It is technically our last Spring Fling movie.
Last Spring Fling.
It feels like we've been watching these for a decade.
Yeah, it does.
Remember when you thought there were six, there were only five?
I do.
This was
that.
The only five.
It's the only five. We did it. It originally aired on April 19th, 2021. It went a little something like this. Carly is a wedding planner. Now, if you look on IMDb, it says Carla, but don't let that confuse you. It's Carly. She's a wedding planner of sorts who's really good at her job and also really overworked. So she's going to take a spa day with her friend who happens to run a spa. We meet Nick, who is a sous chef at said spa. And he is trying to do his own thing, work on his own dishes, but the head chef is not having it. He makes this empanada, and he really wants it to be on the menu, but his chef isn't having it. He's like, just stick to what we do. So he makes it anyways, and he gives it to somebody. He's like, just take this out to somebody. Let's see what they think. Maybe I could talk chef into it. So it ends up at Carly's table. And she doesn't like it. She says, there's something about this that's not good. That causes Nick to come out and be like, why don't you like this? And she's like, there's something bitter. And he tries. He's like, oh my gosh, you're right. Comes back, brings her the right thing. And she's like, this is delicious. And then he lingers for a very long time. And he's very nosy. And he's getting into her business. And it turns out that there is a wedding that is happening at the spa this weekend, full of people that she went to college with. But she was not invited to the wedding. So it's a little bit awkward. But her college crush is there. His name is Matt Harper. It says Matt Parker on IMDb.
That's wrong.
It's wrong. Again. Who's editing IMDb?
Who's doing it? I don't know.
I don't know. He's kind of, in her mind, the one that got away. And maybe this is the opportunity to see how things go. Now, there is a dress emergency with the wedding party. And Carly decides, you know what? I'm going to help out here. I'm going to take one for the team. Even though I didn't get invited to the wedding, I am going to help out. Nick keeps bumping into Carly. And he starts to give her advice about how to interact with Matt Harper. Nick is encouraging her, hey, just relax around him. Just chill. He also keeps giving her like dishes to test out, to try. So to get some feedback on these dishes. So they hang out more and more. They have lots of fun together. And Matt Parker, you know Matt Parker?
Yeah.
Matt wins. Matt wins a prize.
IMDb.
Matt wins a private meal cooked by Nick. Now, this is off the record. This is in like the black market of special meals. After the chef is on, like it's on the chef's off day, I'm gonna feed you some food that I want to feed you. So Matt wins, invites Carly to come. Matt doesn't like anything. Carly loves it all. And after dinner, Carly realizes, you know what, Matt, maybe we don't have a ton in common together, but I do really enjoy hanging out with Nick. And Nick even made her a special dessert to go back to her room with, and it gives a little fork that she absolutely loves. And it all comes back from a conversation where she said, I like to eat my desserts at home where I can really enjoy them. It's very thoughtful. So, Carly then...
With a tiny fork.
Yeah. Carly encourages this other girl to go after Matt because they dated in college and she clearly still likes him. So just go get him. Then she sees Nick and he looks really sad now. Why? You couldn't have walked the other way? You're doing a great job. So Carly sees Nick. Nick looks really sad. And she goes to talk to him. And he's like, I got fired for going off the menu. Plus, I need an investor to open up my own place to make the food that I'm making you. And the investor that I thought I was going to get ended up passing on this. And I'm very bummed out by this. And she's like, Well, that's okay. Like, I'm still, I still think you have a future. And he's like, I just say we should keep our distance. So after the weekend's over, Carly decides, when she goes back to her house and all this stuff, some time passes and she decides, I'm going to start making my own dresses. I'm going to do what I really love. Then some more time passes and her friend takes her to a new restaurant. And she realizes that the restaurant is named The Tiny Fork. Could it be? Is it a restaurant named after me from Nick? Turns out, yes, Nick is there. He opened up the restaurant. Great job, Dan. And named it after her with the tiny fork, which is unbelievable. And they meet up, and he's like, you're amazing. And she's like, you're amazing. And they end up doing the old triple kiss. We're all happy for that. And that, my friends, was right in front of me.
We're off to a great start already. We did
Boy.
It.
Boy.
What we happened, pal?
I just decided, you know what, this synopsis is going long. I'm going to run and take a quick bathroom break.
You weren't feeling it?
No. I thought it was going to be great. But I realized if I didn't go then, I was on the hook for the next 30.
I just love that you just forgot.
I was like, it's just a quick shot. Quick shot.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Hey, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll break this movie down, and we'll have, a lovely time.
I think we will, too.
Let's do it here on Deck the Hallmark. What's one thing I always say?
Don't ever leave home for breakfast.
Yes.
Play hopscotch whenever possible.
Yes. And self-care is a two-way street.
Yeah.
There's you and there's the products that you use. That is why you deserve a brand that puts the same care into their products that you want to put into yourself. And it is our good friends at Native. Mm,
isn't it?
Native cares about you and what it is that you are putting on your armpits. That's right. They are the deodorant that uses ingredients that includes things that you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Native, it's risk-free to try it. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S. plus a 30-day return, just in case you're like, maybe this isn't for me. But here's the thing. It is going to be for you. Plus, they have options. Native has sensitive deodorants for people like me that kind of have some sensitivity. Some plastic-free deodorants in case you're trying to cut down on plastics. Anything that you're trying to do to care more for yourself and the environment around you, Native is here to help you with that. And here's the thing, if you make the switch to Native today, you are going to get, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
20% off your first order. If you go to nativedeo.com/deck and use the promo code deck, you're going to get 20% off. Again, that's nativedeo.com/deck and use the promo code deck at checkout. You're going to get 20% off. Thank you to our good friends at Native. Smell you later. No, just kidding.
There's a lot about that ad I liked. My favorite part, though, was I think you said skin-sensitive deodorants. And I had to pull it. So if you're listening on the audio, just go back. If you skip the ad, which you can do, go back and listen because he says skin-sensitive deodorants. He doesn't say deodorants. He just cuts off that ant right out of there. It's just like deodorants.
Well, I think that makes
Oh, you got
sense,
some
though.
Deodorants? That's some good deodorants right there.
And I don't need you.
What kind of deodorant you use? It's a deodor.
Man, I don't need you. Guys, how are we?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Did you use that break to like use the restroom or something?
No. Had I known we had that option.
Yeah. No. Guys, let's break this movie down. Let's break this movie down. Let's do, I'm thinking, 4 segments.
Okay.
4 segments to break it down to share exactly how we felt about this movie. And I think we're going to start with a hot take. And I think I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, you have been nicknamed the hot take king of the Southeast. It's a long name. We're trying to get it.
Larry Legend Larry Legend.
Yeah, we were going.
We don't need to get into it, but Larry Legend. Right,
we could later.
Yeah. We don't. What's happening online between you and Larry Legend is just amazing and frustrating at the same time.
Yeah. It's not being a distraction for us in our community.
It's
here.
Starting to be, I think.
You think so?
I think it's starting to be.
Well, I'll pull back then.
Okay.
He's just upset that you're here from a small town.
Yeah.
Do you have anything against a big town?
I have nothing against a big town.
Well, Larry Legend seems to think you do.
Yeah.
But that's Larry for you. He takes things personal.
Yeah. What do you think about this movie?
So here's what's interesting about this movie. First half of this movie is bad. real bad. And the reason it's real bad is because they basically do the entire movie in one room. It just throughout the course of the day, it feels like. I told my wife that if you scrambled up pieces of the first half of the movie and took the scenes out of order and asked me to put them back in the right order, I wouldn't be able to do it because it just feels endless. Like you're stuck in the same place. It seems like one very long scene. But then it moves to the second half of the movie where they start getting outside of the hotel and they start going and doing things. And I like the second half of the movie a lot. Like, I think that it's really fun. I think that they have some really good chemistry, the two leads. Her name's Janelle Parrish, right?
Janelle Parrish.
Yeah, I love her. Like, she's great.
From what Christmas movie?
Not Two Turtle Doves. Well, I can't think of it. It's the...
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Holly and Ivy. That's it. Yep. Also from the truth.
The truth. It's from the truth.
No. Do you
remember from the
truth? What's it? It's True CW Love Waits? Show. No, it's Pretty Little Liars. That was it. The opposite of truth.
The truth. Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars. Yeah. She's from that. She's
if
great.
If we were doing Pyramid, like I can see how you would get there. Like truth.
The truth.
Yeah. Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, Pretty Little Liars. So I really liked her character in this. But overall, just because of the first half being as weak as it was, kind of boring. Second half of this movie is pretty good. I kind of liked it. I thought it's not the worst one we've seen this spring. It's kind of just dead middle because I really did think that the second half of this movie was a pretty strong Hallmark movie.
Dead middle, you say?
Dead middle.
What are the other ones that we've had here in the spring?
We have Beverly Hills Wedding,
Beverly Hills Wedding's Love Ever After. Chasing Waterfalls.
Oh, better than that.
What was the big dog last week that we had? Oh, the Ireland movie, As Luck Would Have It.
I like that. Okay, I'll wait.
As Luck Would Have It. Those two, this one, then we've had two more. Is one of them the Christmas Cupid's Love Ever After? What are the other two spring movies that we've had?
The one with Tally Ritchie, Ryan Pavey.
Breakup
Bouquet. Well, that's not called
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Yeah, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And was there one more?
There's got to be. There were five, right?
Perfect Wedding.
Perfect Wedding.
Yeah.
All right. So where do you have this?
He said dead middle. So he said two are better, two are worse. That's what he said.
I would say that.
Which two are better?
Two that are better are Breakup Boot Camp. I know it's not. The Irish movie.
As Luck Would Have It.
Yeah, As Luck Would Have It. Those are the two better ones. And then the two worst ones are Chasing Waterfalls and I think the last one's One Winter
Wedding.
Yeah, or it's not called that, though, is it?
One Perfect Wedding.
I think that might be the worst of the spring. Overall, spring wasn't a bad season, I guess.
I would say hot take, I love this movie a lot, actually. And I think it might be my favorite of the season. I think it's going to go this one, and then probably Irish, Don't Go Breaking, Chasing Waterfall. No, One Perfect, and then Chasing Waterfalls. It's probably my order, I'm just saying it right now. I don't know. This movie, I just connected with it more. I thought the two leads, they had this spark that they just kept popping for me. Like, she would just touch him on the elbow and he would respond very subtly, like with what's going on here, and those things were just working for me. I really liked these two leads together. I loved that they were using him, where he came from, his culture, his desire to infuse culture into his food, mm-hmm. Without I feel like hitting you over the head with it. And the fact that they, you know, had these two different cultures kind of coming together. And I don't know, it just worked for me. It didn't feel like it was hitting over the head, being preachy or anything like that. It just felt like two people that were digging each other. The sparks were flying. The food looked delicious. And so, I don't know, it worked for me. I really liked it, and I think it's my favorite of the season.
Yeah, the best thing I could say about this movie is it's very inoffensive. Like, there was nothing that stood out about this movie that was just admirably bad, like just terrible. It is slow in spots, but I think it might be my favorite of the season as well.
Wow.
And it's because of the two leads. I think Marco Grazzini and Janelle Parrish are great in this movie. The material isn't great. We'll get to some lines and some story stuff later, but Marco and Janelle are wonderful. And it's the first, you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. We're all about diversity. This is the first Hallmark movie ever. And I read this from another Hallmark Instagram account. So if they're wrong, I'm sorry. The first Hallmark movie ever with both leads being Asian, of Asian descent.
Wow.
That is nuts that it took this long for that to happen. But they do that, and to Brand's point, they do it well. Like, they don't hit you over the head with it, but they don't dumb it down either. Got it. I got the course. Okay.
But it didn't seem...
They don't dumb it down. They
like, we've talked about this a little bit, I think mainly off-air, but like, as we're trying to incorporate more culture and more diversity, it still feels in the scripts very white.
That's right.
And this movie
did not
didn't.
Feel white.
Yeah.
It didn't. It felt like it was... And this is Julie Sherman Wolfe, who we know, and she's wonderful, and she's written a ton of movies. There was a very organic feel to the food and the two leads in this movie. Now, do they have anywhere to go? No, they don't. Does it just kind of sit there? Yeah, it does. And so it's tough because, you know, as luck would have it, Ireland steals the show. There's a castle, there's Ireland, there are accents, there's dancing, and there's a lot of window dressing, and as luck would have it.
And that movie might end up being number one for me, but I think they're neck and neck.
But in true to form, you know, in the love movies, the one with all the window dressing, It Was Always You, wasn't my favorite. There's a lot of window dressing in the Irish movie, but this movie, I didn't like either one. They both bored me in very different ways. But this movie's just inoffensive. There's nothing that I could say that was just terrible about this movie. Like, no part of it was like, this is just awful. Like, it's just garbage. And so in that regard, you give me those two leads. Those two leads were great. Marco Grazzini is in a show that I'm watching right now called Kim's Convenience. It's a Canadian show. It's on Netflix. And he plays...
It's about the Kardashians?
It is not about the Kardashians. He plays a role where he's just kind of a boyfriend of one of the characters that shows up like three times a season. And he's just kind of dumb, but he looks really good. Very different role. I didn't even know it was the same guy until I looked him up. He's great. And then Janelle Parrish is great. I would like to see more of them. And I thought that they were really, really good. The only thing negative that I could say is that this is one of those that's like two clicks from a horror movie. Like, a sous chef just decides that he's just going to start sending random food to this girl and then just talk to her ad nauseum until she falls in love with him or else. Like, we're not far from horror movie in this situation. But aside from that, the two leads were great. And the movie just was not I just left. Didn't feel great about it. Didn't feel bad. Like, it was just there. It was just okay. Great. Whatever.
And that, I think, is really what we're going
That's
for.
That's as good
right?
as you can ask for with me.
That's all we want.
Yeah. Yep. Yesterday's review, Snowed In Christmas, is the best one of these I think I've seen, especially Christmas TV movie. So, you know, it's kind of hard to come from that to this, in a sense. But
Dan's getting soft in his old age.
I am soft in his old age. I really want Andrew Walker and Bethany Joy Lenz to come back together to do any movie for us whenever they want. Would work.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of Bottled with Love.
Oh, yeah.
It might already be there. I don't know. But it was right around
April,
this time.
May, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, good times, huh?
Good times, am I right?
Let's talk about feels, shall we? What gave us feels? What were we feeling? Are we feeling anything? Panda.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was things that you guys have already mentioned. It was the very fact that they brought their heritage into the food that they were cooking, and they shared that together. I thought those scenes were way better and more meaningful than the generic, like, quick-witted banter that you normally get, because there's depth there. They're sharing something. And I think, you know, even though we don't necessarily have some of that same cultural food, we share a deep bond over our food, like as friends. I mean, we do that constantly. And we talk a lot about that. And so I think that was a very meaningful scene. Those scenes were very meaningful to me. I really enjoyed all that. I mean, the kiss at the end, it's great. But like that kind of elevated this movie, like you guys said. And I think that makes it stand out from some of the other Hallmark movies that you traditionally get. Even if it wasn't necessarily my favorite of the series, that was meaningful stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I already alluded to it a little bit, but just as the movie goes on, like the first thing, she grabs his elbow at one point, and then later on, like 20 more minutes later, she grabs his hand. I think as like a thank you, like saying thank you for the dessert, and then they kiss later on. And so it just felt like this evolution of you know, attraction and falling for somebody, and it just felt natural. And his reaction to each of those things, he didn't say anything as it was happening. It was all in his face. It all worked really well for me and gave me feels as I was watching them fall. And it made me root for them as a couple. Like, I wanted to see them continue to pursue each other and evolve as a couple. And so I was for it, and it gave me feels. Dan?
Well, and there's one other touch scene that you're missing, that she gets the hives, which is a weird scene in general. But he tries to hide her face. It's really awkward and weird.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden it becomes romantic with hives, which I saw them live.
Romantic with hives?
But yeah, but also...
not good.
Not great.
You saw them live?
I saw them live.
You didn't even tell me.
The last tour.
Where'd you go?
I went to the Honey Pot.
Oh.
And they played...
They can never get the sound right.
They played their self-titled album, start to finish, at the Honey Pot. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a barker at the door. Just a guy woofing at you.
None of it works for
Ron
me.
Barker?
I'm not a fan of the Honey Pot.
Really?
No.
Wow.
They never get the sound
They're
right.
Pretentious.
They're pretentious.
They are super pretentious.
I mean, they have we don't need to get it.
No, we don't have to right now.
We can all agree the cocktail menu.
Bonkers.
Bonkers.
Yeah. Insane. Yeah. A little pricey, but I'm in.
But anyway, he touches her face. It's super awkward and weird. But then it becomes romantic, and it's a very interesting, weird scene. And I felt like that scene in any other movie, I would probably laugh off and roll my eyes at. But for some reason, it really worked for me. I just think these two are really good. I think the way they meet is super awkward and stupid. And like, you're just sending food to a random person and then coming back out and badgering that person until they eat more food. That gave me all the wrong feels. But from the time that they get past that terribly awkward scene, the rest of it I really liked. If those two were on screen together, I thought it was solid.
The rest is history, as they say. The owner of the Honey Pot just texted me.
Did
he's a double decker.
Oh no.
He wants to talk later. See how he can fix things.
Okay, great.
So,
well, at least he's reaching out.
Yes.
That's good.
His name is Alici. When you said at least it sounded like Alici.
This is good stuff. This is really good stuff. I'm really happy with what we're doing.
I couldn't figure out what you thought I said to get to that
Alici.
Point.
Alici. I mean, the Alici could do is not bring out my Moscow Mule on an actual mule. I mean,
but that is, it's just that's not the efficient. Honeypot experience.
It's not efficient.
It's called Mule Squared, and they think they're so cool.
It cost me $100.
Yeah.
It was cool though.
They sent that. They sent
drink
out.
Tasted like donkey dung.
Yeah, they sent out my Manhattan.
Yeah,
in on it with a man with a hat on.
Did they really?
Yes,
Manhattan.
They called it Manhattan Square.
Wow,
all their drinks were square.
They sent me out an old fashioned.
Yeah.
In like somebody who's like in I Love Lucy makeup.
Wow,
it was crazy. Well.
They sent me a Long Island iced tea, and I. There is an island.
We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. You want to try another one?
You want to try again?
Oh, that was my one.
No, I love it. It was really good.
Welcome
back, everybody. Deck the Hallmark. It's just a couple of boys. We're talking about Hallmark movies. And this week we're talking about... Right in front of me, the final spring movie
best
of the year.
Of the season.
And I don't need you to tell me. Let's talk about the way what's. Part of the show, we talk about what in this movie made us go way what. And I'm going to start with my good friend, Panda. Panda, what made you wait and what made you what?
Yeah, there's somebody who's having another wedding there. And at one point, the lady says that she let her friends pick their own pink dresses. And then she gets really upset and she's surprised when they pick different shades of pink. Like, she loses her mind on that.
Yeah.
I've heard of people picking their own dresses before, but normally there's some sort of parameters centered around. She just, what?
I can't say I remember specifically. I know she was upset about dresses.
She said they picked different shades. Like, what did you expect if you didn't give them a parameter?
Yeah,
like, pick your own pink dress.
Yeah.
I don't understand what she was expecting.
I told
them
to pick their own pink dress, and they did it.
And they did. Now I'm upset.
How dare they?
I mean, I don't know. That just...
I think most people, though, that do that, that say pick your own dress, do that wanting it to look a little different.
Right, exactly. So I guess I guess I'm confused on what she was wanting.
Yeah, the only thing I can figure is like somehow she forgot that, how colors work. Like how there's different versions.
Yeah. Oh, pink in my head is what they're all pink. I know it.
Did she want a hot pink? Everyone hot pink.
I like hot pink.
Yeah.
I remember my first grade teacher one time had a hot pink color and it was called Hot Mama Pink. And so the whole class started going, hot mama. And the first grade teacher made us all stop saying that because she thought she was going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I was about to say,
No. I went to first grade. I went to public school first
That's
grade.
Why you got homeschooled afterwards.
My mom was like, you did not say hot mama.
Not here.
Not here. You don't say it.
Hot mama, more like get out.
Speaking of hot things, let's talk about the hot wing challenge. Let me get this straight. You get a free hat if you can complete one hot wing.
One wing.
You just got to eat one wing.
That's not a challenge.
That's not a challenge.
It's not a challenge. Unless you put arsenic on it.
Literally at any heat.
Will you survive?
As long as it's not going to kill you. One wing? Come on.
It's not a challenge.
Get out
of
here.
And they give you a bottle of milk.
Yeah. That was when they bowed out.
They gave her one too.
Was it after she finished?
Yes.
After she finished?
Yes.
Okay. You know what I heard about milk? Not as good as soda for the... We all did a wing challenge, guys. We did one of those triple atomic Reaper wing challenges.
In our younger years.
Mm-hmm. And we all just ate one. So we split it and we all just ate one. And our server, I think he knows it was a joke.
Yeah.
And he got us. We were like, can you bring us milk? And he was like, nah, bro, you don't want milk. You want soda. That's what you want. It's milk won't do it. Soda.
And all three of us
just went, well, bring it on.
Right.
And maybe at the hotter heat. It's true. I don't know.
We just kept drinking soda like a bunch of dummies. It's not going away. I feel like it's spreading all over my mouth. If you're listening, dude, no.
Kudos.
Not forgiven.
No. That was miserable.
And Pano was 68 at the time. Younger, yeah.
I could have died.
Yeah.
It could have been bad. Good thing I signed that waiver, though.
Did we have to sign waivers?
Yeah, I think we were supposed to. We didn't, though.
He really didn't take it seriously.
He didn't even give us the waiver. He's like, you guys got to sign a waiver, right? We're like, yeah. Then he just brought the wings out.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was hot.
Yeah. It was real toasty.
For like a day.
It was miserable. It was awful.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had a really hot wing after that. I think that
Not
was legitimately,
that
yeah. I think
that was
I've
it
stopped.
For me. Yep. Yeah.
Very last thing is Chef Edward just shows up late one night after they're cooking. Like, he just randomly shows up.
On his day off.
Fair enough. On his day off. But it's late. It's late at night when he shows up.
Well, they're having a meal. It's not super late.
But it's dinner time.
Yeah, dinner
right?
time. Yeah.
Okay. But they're the only two couples in there. Like, it's a chef.
The only couple
yep,
in there. Yes.
You're right. He comes on in, puts his coat on for some reason, his chef's coat, walks around, and then that's it. Like, he just walks through, just looks at everything, and then just walks out. What's he doing?
Big boss man Edwards, man.
Did Edward not ask, like, why is no one here?
Yeah, like, I mean, there's so many
why
questions.
Why is no one
like,
at dinner?
No one's here. I'm just going to put my chef
what
coat
did he
on.
Get? Did they get approval to serve dinner to just one person?
No, because he says specifically the busboy told.
So why does he think, where does he think everyone is?
My biggest wait what of this movie is that my man is trying to get fired.
Yeah.
He's trying to get fired. He's doing secret dinners. He's closing down the restaurant. He's sending out food after the chef explicitly told him not to send out food in the
first
scene.
That he's getting the help to help make.
That's right. And he is 100%, like, if you feel bad that this guy got fired, you're not watching the movie. Like, I get it. The Chef Edward was past his prime. But my man is trying to get fired. He's not obeying any of the rules at all. He's just doing whatever he wants to do.
It's wild.
Yeah.
My guy, Matt Harper.
Matt Harper. Holy cow.
Love that guy.
I don't know if I need to say anything else aside from my dude, Matt Harper.
No, that's all you need to say.
But I will say my dude, Matt Harper, walks through the lobby with a football in his hands for no reason.
We don't know why he has a football.
Just a football.
We don't know why he has it.
Yep. Just to show you he's athletic. I want to know the decision, how it happened. How did he go from, it would be funny if you had a football, wouldn't it?
And he just carried it around.
Let's do it. I want to know if it was like a joke back.
Well, they work so hard to establish that Matt Harper loves sports. And they do a terrible job at it. Because later he said he just got finished playing golf. And he's not wearing any golf clothes at all. Like, literally on the way home from the golf course, he said, we stopped at this food truck. I just, they're not, it's just like they tried and they failed.
I haven't been to many spas, hotel things in my life. But the ones that I have been to have never had the kitchen in the middle of the dining room. I don't know what this setup was. It was, you can just sit there and just watch them cook. It just was a weird, very weird. And it looked like they just had like an island of where everything was, and that's it. It was a very weird setup for a kitchen. But I mean, I guess if that's what, you know, what you're going for, that's great. And when old Nikki gets fired, Nick, you know, gets a call saying, hey, we're not investing in you. And he says that his boss overheard the call.
How
did he, if there's one thing I know about Chef Edward, it's that that guy could not be more aware of anything. Like,
less,
he's
aware?
Less aware.
Less.
No. Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on. He never knows what's going on.
At all.
Like, he never knows what's going on, but somehow he overhears a phone call.
Edward's a never know.
He's a never know.
He is a never know.
He never, yeah. And those are my three-way what's, and they're not great because this movie was awesome. Damn.
I'm not here to tell you that Chef Edward isn't a five-star Michelin chef.
He said he was a one-star.
He said the stars on my...
He said he got one star, and that he makes that point. They come here because I got one star. One Michelin
star. One Michelin star.
Okay, a Michelin... I'm sorry. I'm not here to tell you Edward isn't a Michelin star chef. I am here to tell you that Michelin star chefs don't take a mixing bowl and put their entire face in it. Because the first time you see him, he's stirring, and he just goes, boom, whole head in the mixing bowl. In the kitchen. You're fired. That's it. It's over. It's done. What are you doing? I want to be clear. Janelle Parrish's character has not ordered an appetizer of any kind. And she has brought an appetizer. It is bad. It tastes bad. Then she is asked about why it tastes bad. Then she's brought out a second appetizer and accosted by the chef until she tries said appetizer for the second time. Even though, and I want to be clear, she did not order an appetizer. It is as uncomfortable as I've been watching this movie. I wrote down, just please go back to the kitchen. Please leave this poor girl alone. It is like she is being accosted. I don't understand it at all. It didn't make any sense. Later on in the movie, he pours soda water from a pitcher. That soda water is probably flat, and I don't want any part of it. Look, this one's going to get kind of weird. I'm just letting you know right now. She is helping these ladies get their dresses fixed, and they say, you're amazing. And she says, let's save amazing for the ER workers. Look, guys, we all think the frontline workers are great. All of us. My wife is one. We all think they're wonderful. They are great. But why did we make this a PSA for the frontline workers? We're in the middle of a Hallmark movie. When in any other time, you're amazing, any other response, I do what I can, thanks, no, it's no big deal. And she decides this is the moment where she's going to be like, hey, gang, we have a lot of fun here on right in front of me. But you know what's not fun? The coronavirus. And we got people working around the clock to make sure that you don't get, like, what are we doing? Let's save amazing for ER. No, you can be amazing too. It's totally okay. I can't believe they did it. I was so taken out of the movie at that point. It was hard to recover. Cause I was like, did she just say, let's save amazing for the ER? Well, I guess it's like the troops. Like, if somebody said something good, what if they were just like, let's save amazing for the troops? What if they did that? What are you going to argue with it? Okay, you're right. You're not amazing. The troops are amazing. I stand corrected. Later in the movie, she says that she only likes to eat dessert at home where she can take her time. And I want to point out that two scenes before she says that, she sees a cookie tray brought out and rushes over there like it's on fire. And I don't know. You cannot reconcile these two things. Either you want to eat dessert at home, or a cookie tray means beeline to the cookie tray. It's one or the other. It can't be both of those.
Dan, does it make the ER line any better that apparently the girl she was saying it to was an ER nurse?
Then why not say, no, you're amazing? Then why wouldn't she say that? Why wouldn't she say, no, you're amazing? You're the one working every day. Right?
No, I like the way she said it. I thought it was a good, good message. It's just a good reminder.
That's true.
It's just a reminder that we need.
Amazing.
Let's save that for our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Can we save amazing for him, please?
No, you could always save that for him. Amazing grace, amen.
Amen. This wing truck, do they only do the fire challenge? Is that all they do?
And is it all cauliflower wings? They were going to eat.
And then that's my second question. Had you not seen this?
No.
On the side of the truck, not one sign. There are two signs, and they both say these cauliflower wings. That's all they said.
How did I miss that?
Giant. In fact, you don't see anything else. You see the firecracker challenge, and you see cauliflower wings, cauliflower wings. Are they eating cauliflower wings? That's more terrifying than the heat.
Cauliflower wings aren't bad.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're worse than bad. That is... this guy says, Harper, he says,
Harper,
if I wanted to suffer for a free hat, I'd just play the pro-am. I mean, first of all, is playing golf suffering? Second of all, pro-ams are typically, they're where they match up pros and amateurs. He's not a golf pro, right? So he would be the amateur getting to play with a professional.
Are we sure he's not a golf pro?
He never says he's a golf pro. Does he?
I don't know. That would make sense. If he was, it makes sense.
But a lot of times, pro-ams also have celebrities in them.
Yeah. He just hates it. He just wants to play, you know?
He thinks that eating one cauliflower wing is less suffering than playing a round of golf at his leisure for a hat. I don't get it.
You couldn't get it if you tried.
Clearly.
You don't talk about Matt Harper like that.
Every time during the dinner, the evening dinner that he's preparing, every time they show him and he doesn't like the food, at one point he won't try chicken, which is absurd to me. The guy is like, I'm just kind of picky. Yeah, Matt Harper. But in between every dish, they go to the kitchen and there's a close up of him cutting a radish between every one. So, like, first dish, radish. Second, radish. Third, radish. And I don't know why they keep going to that well. Like, do they have no other cooking shots they can show?
Had a radish? Those are worth celebrating. You know?
I love radishes.
Every dish's secret ingredient is the radish.
The radish.
They are underspoken.
Underspoken.
Undersold.
There it is.
They're undersold. When you bite into them, they got a little bit of spice on them.
It's time for the Hallmark is far show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe haven't given some clarity to the questions that we saw. I'm going to start with my friend Panda. Panda.
Hey, buddy.
What's your Hallmarks?
I just want to know about how long is the gap from her leaving and starting like the design, not starting the design, but going more into the design world and him launching the restaurant. Like, how mm-hmm. long is that? Mm-hmm. Is that 6 months? Because it seems like they haven't talked. They probably haven't been talking for a very long time when he opens all this. And so that's kind of, I mean...
The length of time was a definite question for
that's
me.
That's my question for me. Like, because if they haven't been talking that long, that's, I don't know. It's not possible that you instantly like pick right
we
back
did
up.
Another movie where the guy opened the restaurant and named it after something with the girl.
And they show
up like a year later or something.
And they're married though.
Or not, they're no. That was the Jeremy Jordan movie.
Love in the Mediterranean.
Mixed up in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, that one.
Because what was his hair about? Like, he knew she was going to come.
That's right, and he went with that Walmart haircut.
But he also, there was a definitive time. There was like, that's but right. here. Yes.
There's not definitive
he had
time.
To get. He had to get the funding. Yeah. He had to, and there was a length of time, like, they had to circle back around to get to him. And then he fully staffed, and it seems like the restaurant has been open for a while. Like, so are we talking 6 months here?
Maybe if it's the grand opening of the restaurant, maybe.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. That's just something I'd love
but
to know.
If it's a grand opening, it's pretty empty.
It doesn't bode well for your future, Chief.
And did the best friend set that up? Because she was like, oh, a friend of mine told me this, and they're eating, and then she sees him. And then the best friend looks back at him and kind of gives this smile like, I got you. Like, did she set that? They never got into that either.
I think she knew.
You think she did
I do think that it was a set because she said, one of your friend or somebody told me about this place. So, yeah, I do think it was set up, but... Again, Sydney's not a great friend.
No, she's not a great friend. Sydney's come to have great. A spa weekend, and I'm not going to be around at all.
Doesn't make sense. Not a great friend.
I guess my only real question is about the hot wing truck.
Cauliflower wing truck.
I want to know if it's making it, because this again, I don't want to go back to. You know, they only do the challenge and it's one wing, but they do the challenge and it's one wing. So I do want to point this out. One wing, how much is this challenge costing if you fail? Because if you don't, you get a free hat.
Yeah.
I feel like it is very easy to pass this. If you're doing it for a challenge and you know it's just one,
yeah,
you power through, right? But they're giving. So is it a mark? Is it more of a marketing ploy? Like, yeah, we want to give people free hats. This is a fun way to do it.
They charge people $5 to do the challenge.
It's one wing.
If you get the hat, they still make margin on the hat because the hat probably costs them $4 for
the
hat.
So you're saying they still pay even if they succeed?
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of the challenges.
It's just to pay to do it. You get the hat if you.
You pay to play.
Pay to play.
And you
but
win.
But the way that the chef is looking at, it's like it's never been done before. It's like, yeah, no one's ever completed one chicken wing.
Yes. Well, he doesn't seem impressed that it's happening. Like, it's like, oh, it's just another day people are trying it. But when she succeeds, he's like,
oh my goodness.
I got to give one of these hats away.
I can't believe that this actually happened.
So I do want to know if the truck's making it, because it does seem like he has some sort of marketing plan, but nothing to
sell. Doesn't she say it's an award-winning food truck, though? They say something really? About it, like it being one of the best food trucks in the area or something.
Matt Harper, yeah, he said, our driver said we needed to stop here. It's like the best food truck.
Oh, wow.
Cauliflower.
So I think it's obviously doing okay.
Man. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah, Matt Harper, once again, I just need to know, like, what does he do? Like, did they explain what he does now?
He's a golfer.
He talks about golf. He talks about football. He talks about another sport. Like, he always is talking sports.
I don't know. I don't remember what he does.
I'm fairly certain he golfs.
So you think he's a pro golfer?
You think he actually is a pro golfer?
Yeah, I think he is.
That's possible.
No, because he talks about it like, man, it was nice to get away for nine holes. Like it was
a rarity for
yes.
him. Yeah. I don't know.
I just need to know. The character just isn't fully formed. It's just a jock that's there to be the guy that she's not going to be with.
But he's great, isn't he?
He's something.
Matt Harper.
Hey, carry a football in this time. Let's just give it one try. Action.
Okay. How did it happen? That's the big one. How did we go from no football to football?
Love Matt Harper.
When did they decide? I love Matt Harper.
Character of the year.
Matty Harps.
Matty Ice.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Hey. We did it.
Proud of us.
We weren't going to have a new movie next weekend, but now we do. For reasons unknown, the acquired Busby joint, Bugsby Bixby, has been brought from the later half of May to this weekend.
Oh, wow.
To this
coming
week. So don't know why, don't know how it's happening, but we do have a new movie. We had other plans, so those will just be pushed, and we will do this next week. It's an Australian cooking film.
Thank goodness. Need one of those.
Going down under. Going down under.
The first time was better.
Going down under.
No, losing.
Down under.
That was it.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, buddy.
Give me that Arnold.
You got that Schwartzy?
Give me that Schwartzy.
Oh, my Arnold Schwarzenegger is the best in the biz.
Give me.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Pandy?
I'm ready.
You got to close your eyes, and you will hear Schwartzy. Are you ready? Close your eyes.
Okay.
Imagine it. Imagine that hunk of steel it is, Arnie.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper!
Wow.
Just like him.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It was like I was
hearing in stereo. Yeah.
Speaking of so good, it is time for the Double Decker of the Week. It's part of the show where Panda does the deep dive into the life of one of our Double Deckers. You can become a Double Decker today. But go to BrambleJamPlus.com. You get bonus stuff. Plus, Panda will do that deep dive.
Yeah.
It is always
something.
Something.
That's right.
So let's see. It's never nothing. It's never nothing.
Never nothing.
Well,
and that's...
Last week's debate.
Hannah Casey.
Hannah sent me a letter the other day, handwritten, put a sticker on it, and she said...
A stamp? No,
a sticker.
Okay.
It was a great sticker. Little gold star.
Did she put a stamp there? Did it get there through the postal service?
No, she illegally dropped it off in my mailbox.
She knew where you live. She does,
and she deep dove on the Google
Plus.
She's a Google Plus
subscriber?
She is.
Wow.
And so...
You've been Googled.
I was Googled.
How does it feel to be the Googler?
More unsettling than I thought it would be, but I'm here for it.
Okay.
And nevertheless, I opened it up. She said, and it was just a flyer. It said, "Join me on my new company. It's Tabulous." That's the name of the company.
It said, join me on my new company. It's Tabulous.
I've got so many questions.
Yeah, yeah, were there any, was there any like clip art or anything, or was it just all words?
It was just all words, 30-point font. It was huge.
Join, they fit all that on, yeah.
One, it was
join me on my new company.
Right.
It's Tabulous.
Yeah, it's Tabulous. Okay. So I went in there to the building.
Did it have an address?
It had an address.
Okay, because you said that's all it said.
Yeah, yeah. No, I forgot. There's small plus font. They had put real small. Like 5-point. Real tiny.
Is it here in Greenville?
Is not. I had to drive a little bit.
Where?
Kirk, New Hampshire.
Kirk, New Hampshire. Okay. Yep. You drove there.
Yep, drove to Kirk, New Hampshire. Popped in there. Inside, they just help you with tabs.
Like on your computer screen?
Yep. Also tabs, Bill.
Tab Cola?
Tab Cola. Tabs on cola, tabs in your shoe, anything they'll help you with tabs.
Tabs on your shoe? Do you mean the thing on the end of the shoelace?
No, the little tab thing right here.
The tongue?
The tongue?
Yeah, they call those tabs.
Have you been calling that a tab your whole life?
I've called it tab maybe once or twice. I think some people might call it a tab.
Tabs on your shoes.
Tabs. Yeah, tabs.
Are you sure they help you with the tongue on your shoe?
Oh, they definitely, the tabs definitely.
So what do you think?
Would not recommend.
Really?
Unfortunately. Yeah. They did not help me with my tab. I ran up a high tab at Chili's. They did not help me with it. I said, can you fix it? They said, no.
How are they going to fix it?
Well, they called up Chili's. It was a weird thing.
So they did try to help.
They did try. It just wasn't very helpful. They said, can you lower the tab?
Were they charging you to help with the tab?
They were.
Did you get a tab from Tabulous?
I did get a tab from Tabulous.
Oh, gracious.
Which is why I'm not sure I'm sold on it. It was very expensive for no...
It sounds like a racket, Hannah.
I don't know. But I
was getting a tab of hand.
It's not even in the ballpark.
Dude, give me some tab.
Tabby cat.
We will be back tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. Deck the Hallmark. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. It's produced by Brandon Gray, set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.